Local shortages of GPs debated in Parliament. Mid-Essex MPs have aired problems and issues around the shortage of GPs locally in the House of Commons. They raised an alleged lack of funding for the NHS locally at a Westminster Hall debate. Witham MP Dame Priti Patel claimed the county paid more tax than it received in government spending. But Health Minister Andrew Stevenson said there were almost 740 more doctors and 1,700 more nurses than last year. We in Essex do not always get our pound of flesh back from the Exchequer when it comes to the investment in our public services, Dame Priti said. Labour's Shadow Health Minister, Abina Oponosare, told the debate there was one GP for every 2,281 patients in the region, with staff shortages creating a vicious cycle. She said the GP to patient ratio for Mid and South Essex ICB is worse than anywhere else in the country. There are GP shortage crises, and Essex is unfortunately on the front line of this, she added. Malden MP Sir John Whittingdale said the county had been underfunded at the same time as a steady population growth, citing the building of more than 3,000 homes in his area. Dame Priti also called for a new health hub in her Witham constituency, telling Parliament that demand for primary care is outstripping supply. She said people had been waiting decades for a new health centre and that we must, as a government, deliver for them. The growing medical centre in Tiptree has more than 12,000 patients on its list, and there are concerns that there are too many for one practice to handle, she added. Dame Priti said she had a letter from the practice explaining that their clinical rooms are full to capacity and it may need to consider closing its list to new patients. Sir John said in his Malden constituency there were two GP practices with lists in excess of 12,000 patients, with buildings not fit for purpose. Mr. Stevenson responded that bringing GP surgeries together can be complex, and the Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board, ICB, raised concerns the money available from developers in return for building new homes may fall short in sustaining the entire development of a new healthcare centre. Meanwhile, Priti Patel carried her own local research by following up links with Anglia Ruskin University and found it is willing to train more Essex GPs. The potential expansion of its medical school in Chelmsford was raised during discussions she held with the recently appointed new Pro-Vice-Chancellor and Dean of the Faculty of Health, Medicine and Social Care at Anglia Ruskin University, Professor Jackie Kelly. Ms. Patel was involved with supporting the initial work to develop Anglia Ruskin School of Medicine, which in 2018 received investment from the government to support 100 new places. The number increased to around 120 in 2020-21 and 2021-22, but dropped to 100 in 2022-23. Anglia Ruskin was the first university to host a medical school in Essex, and the previous expansion was the first time publicly funded places had been allocated to a new medical school in more than a decade. This included work on a £20 million building at the Chelmsford campus, which provides state-of-the-art skills facilities, specialist teaching spaces, a lecture theatre and an anatomy suite. Following her latest visit, Ms. Patel said, further expansion of these programmes at the university will help secure more doctors to live and work in Essex, which in turn helps develop and support local healthcare services. I was very supportive of the initial expansion, which saw 100 new places supported through government investment. And we are starting to see the results, with graduates from Anglia Ruskin now working in our local healthcare sector. The School of Medicine was built in collaboration with 5 NHS hospitals and more than 60 GP surgeries to provide students with a mix of placement experiences in urban and rural areas, with training underpinned by a strong commitment to clinically focused research. Essex is currently suffering medical workforce shortages across primary care, mental health and acute care, and some areas of Essex have among the highest patient to GP ratios in the country. A spokesman for Anglia Ruskin said, "The university is proud to be one of the largest providers of nursing, midwifery, health and social care students in the country, as well as home to Essex's only School of Medicine, which is helping to increase the number of doctors able to serve our local communities. Through this pipeline of talented, highly skilled graduates, we look forward to continuing to support the NHS long-term workforce plan."